Good evening. Here is the news presented by Hortensia Gam. First, the main points. The Prime Minister, Head of Government Joseph Dangote, will tomorrow preside over the 6th meeting of the Steering Committee for the Restructuring of Regional Economic Communities in Central Africa. Cameroonians have been told to invest in the protection of the environment via the planting of trees and land restoration on the occasion of World Environment Day observed today. In sports, the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon have promised to make Cameroonians proud when they face Cabo Verde on Saturday in a Day 3 FIFA World Cup qualifier at the Yaoundé Amadou Ahidjo Stadium. Those were our top stories, and now the news in detail. We begin with this press release from the Prime Minister's office. On the esteemed instructions of the President of the Republic, His Excellency Paul Biya, the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Dangote, will preside over the official opening ceremony of the 6th meeting of the Steering Committee for the Restructuring of Regional Economic Communities in Central Africa, slated to take place at the Yaoundé Hilton Hotel on Thursday, January 6, as from 9 a.m. The press release is signed by the Director of Cabinet, Balongeli Confiance Ebune. Elsewhere, the Minister of the Environment, Protection of Nature and Sustainable Development has challenged all Cameroonians to invest in the protection of the environment through tree planting, land conservation, and in awareness-raising events. Minister Hele Pierre made the call this afternoon at the Ahala Eco Park, a tourist destination in Yaoundé. Rigobert Mania has key issues raised during the event.
A 2017 environment report by a Cameroonian local land restoration NGO indicates that 12 million hectares of land have been lost to land degradation in the country, threatening a significant loss in Cameroon's biodiversity. But the Minister of the Environment, Protection of Nature and Sustainable Development, Hele Pierre, has insisted that the government's master plan on issues of land restoration has seen the regeneration of over 36,000 hectares of land in the Savannah region under a project dubbed the Green Sahel. While the 2024 edition of the World Environment Day lays emphasis on land restoration and the fight against desertification, the member of government has called on local initiatives and individuals to multiply tree planting and to avoid the indiscriminate cutting of trees, which to him will continue to work for extreme dryness in Cameroon. The official celebration of this year's World Environment Day in Cameroon took place at the Ahala Eco Park in Yaoundé, witnessing young people presenting sketches that demonstrated man's negative action to the environment and the need to guard against.
Relatedly, World Environment Day has been observed in Douala with a call on the population to shun bad practices that destroy the ecosystem. Commemorated every June 5 since 1972, the event has given rise to the mobilization of environmental experts in the littoral region, thought the common objective of land restoration to counter desertification. Commemorative activities in Douala included a conference and tree planting exercise, which took place under the watchful eye of the Inspector General of the Littoral Governor's Office, André Francis Obam. Gladys Satemba Chechuma Banla of CRTV Littoral completes that story.
Indiscriminate destruction of mangroves, littering of plastic waste, inappropriate disposal of fecal, industrial and household waste, as well as increasing temperatures during the day and at night. This is the context under which the 2024 edition of World Environment Day has been observed in Douala. Thus, the urgent need for reforestation to counter the desertification process. On the occasion, the Littoral Regional Delegate of the Environment and Nature Protection, Edouard Yuguda, braved the bad weather and launched a tree planting exercise, the goal being to encourage the population to plant as many trees as possible in order to preserve and protect the environment from further deterioration. He equally sensitized the population on the effects of industrialization, urban development, and human activity on the ecosystem, and urged the population to adopt best practices, properly dispose of waste, and limit the anarchical occupation of risk zones, as well as the destruction of humid and swampy areas, which are very useful in protecting and preserving the environment. The delegates equally announced that measures are being taken to assist the Douala City Council develop a communal waste management plan. Gladys Atemba Chechuma Banla, CRTV News, Douala.
People living in risk zones in Yaoundé have been advised to leave these dangerous areas in order to avoid natural disasters such as landslides as the rainy season unfolds while waiting for government to take action. Minister Celestine Kecha-Cortez of Housing and Urban Development was speaking today as she visited some of these risk zones. Vanessa Woodnang Cinnamon reports.
After identifying the over 42 risk zones found in the city of Yaoundé, the Minister of Housing and Urban Development decided to take a closer look at the situation of the locally constructed shaky bridge in the Mimboman Chateau neighborhood behind Don Bosco precisely, and the slopy area behind the government bilingual high school of Mimboman, where an entire family of three perished due to a landslide that covered them last year. The population's proximity to the large old stone pit behind the university restaurant at the Ngwaikele neighborhood was greatly deplored by the member of government whose marathon visit to the most dangerous areas of Yaoundé ended at the deep slopy space behind Gendarmerie Mendong. During her different stopovers, Celestine Kecha-Cortez urged administrative and council authorities as well as quarter heads to intensify sensitization, that is to encourage populations to preserve their lives by moving away from these risk zones and to stop dumping garbage in these areas in order to avoid making the situations even worse.
Over in the far north, at least 140 Boko Haram terrorists have been neutralized, while many others have surrendered to the security forces. These are the results of an operation known as Lake Sanity 2, carried out by the multinational joint task force recently in the Lake Chad Basin. Speaking during a press conference in Maiduguri, Nigeria today, the commander of the task force, Major General Ibrahim Salu Ali, praised the support of Operation Emergence 4 in Cameroon, Hadin Kai in Nigeria, and those of Chad and Niger. Details with Henry Tatowikambi of CRTV, Far North.
Codenamed Operation Lake Sanity 2, the counter-insurgency move was said to be a huge success. At least 140 Boko Haram fighters were killed through a series of air interdiction conducted by the Multinational Joint Task Force, MNJTF. Major General Ibrahim Ali is the commander of MNJTF.
Despite the initial challenges, Operation Lake Sanit has achieved substantial successes. Over 140 terrorists were neutralized during these airstrikes. We have recorded the surrender of 176 terrorists and the arrest of 57 individuals.
The force commander, who also praised the Cameroonian troops as well as the others in the Lake Chad region who took part for their professionalism, said these feats has greatly weakened the sect.
These aerial operations conducted by national air forces from Chad, Nigeria and Cameroon have led to the destruction of crucial terrorist logistics bases and staging areas.
With the MNJTF extending its condolences to the families of their six soldiers who fell in the war front and quick recovery to those injured, the force says more operations will be initiated to completely wipe out the sect in the Lake Chad Basin. Marua, Henry Tatwikambi, CLTV.
You are listening to the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television, CRTV. In sports, players of the men's national football team of Cameroon have promised victory to their fans when the team faced Cabo Verde on Saturday in a Day 3 FIFA World Cup qualifier at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium in Yaoundé. They were reacting shortly after their fourth training session this Wednesday that was opened to the public in the following excerpt of an interview selected by Ben Codlin's Nyoiberiwo, striker of the Indomitable Lions, Eric Maxim Choupo-Moting, says they are aware of the stakes of their next assignments.
Definitely two very difficult games ahead of us, but yeah, we have a good feeling and we have a good ambience, atmosphere in the team. That's the most important. We concentrate on ourselves. That's the most important. We are here to play football. We are doing well. Two very difficult and important games ahead of us, but we are confident and we play at home. That's the most important, and we are happy to play at home.
To be honest, it was like before, and I started 2010, and it was always special, and it is still very special to play here at home in Stade Omnisport and Yaoundé. You can feel that the public, they just love football, and they stand behind us. They're very happy to see us, and we will give everything on the pitch on the weekend to win for us, for our families, and especially also for the fans and for the people of Cameroon. There's nothing better to play at home, to be honest.
In more sports news, Cameroonian cyclist from the SNH Velo Club Clovis Kamzong Abosolo is the winner of the fifth lap of this year's edition of the International Cycling Tour of Cameroon. He covered the 119.5-kilometer lap in 2 hours, 54 minutes, 12 seconds from Bafoussam, passing through Chang to Konsamba in the littoral region. CRTV's special envoy to the racecourse, Irene Manti Ayonge, has the details.
It was an enthusiastic crowd of the Konsamba population that turned out at the newly constructed 1,000-capacity Konsamba ceremonial ground to cheer the winner of the fifth lap of the cycling tour. No other than Cameroonian cyclist from SNH Velo Club, Clovis Kamzong Abesolo, bearer of the yellow jersey, who crossed the finish line in 2 hours, 45 minutes, 12 seconds. He was seconded by his compatriot from the SNH Velo Club, Kwere Nuwawe Rodrigue, with a 1 hour, 45 minutes difference, and third on the line was Ivorian cyclist Cisse Isiaka. On the general standings, Clovis Kamzong Abesolo maintained his supremo, covering the entire 5 laps of the race in 21 hours and 42 minutes. He was seconded by Algerian cyclist Sahiri Ayop with a 2 hour 14 minutes difference, while another Algerian, Ben Youssef Abdallah, is third. A bright day for Cameroonian cyclists as they stood tall in this 5th lap of the International Cycling Tour of Cameroon, grabbing majority of the prizes on the podium. The head of state, His Excellency President Paul Biya, patron of the 20th edition of the Cycling Tours Prize, went to the overall best cyclist on the general classification table, Clovis Kamzong Abesolo from Cameroon. Honorary prizes for the first 3 winners of the fifth lap by the First Lady of the Republic, Mrs. Chantal Biya, went to Clovis Kamzong Abesolo, Kwere Nuwawe Rodrigue, all from SNH Velo Club, and Cisse Isiaka from Cote d'Ivoire. Present at the event were administrative, municipal, and traditional authorities of Konsamba. Christine Biwele, Francis Bell, Irene Mansayonge on special assignment on a race course in Konsamba.
Before we part company, here is a recap of our top stories. The Prime Minister, Head of Government Joseph John Gotay, will tomorrow preside over the 6th meeting of the Steering Committee for the Restructuring of Regional Economic Communities in Central Africa. Cameroonians have been told to invest in the protection of the environment via the planting of trees and land restoration on the occasion of World Environment Day observed today. In sports, the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon have promised to make Cameroonians proud when they face Cabo Verde on Saturday in a Day 3 FIFA World Cup qualifier at the Yaoundé Amadou Ahidjo Stadium. And that does it for the 10 p.m. news presented by Hortensia Ngam.